اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان اللین الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، وبہی نستعین، وصلی اللہ علی سیدنا محمد وعلی بیتہ الطیبین الطاہرین، اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی محمد وعجل فرجہم. This is the third chapter of this book called شہید برونسی. Inshallah, we will continue from where we left. My parents had moved to Mashhad and they were living independently. I was pregnant and I was visiting them. One day, when I visited them, I felt a sharp pain in my stomach. Abdul Hussein was also not around, so we sent a message for him. He came quickly on his bike. And my mother asked him, "What's the plan?" He said, "I would like to have my children be born at my place. So why don't you all take the taxi and get home, and I will go and call the nurse." There was another woman from the village who was there. So all three of us got into the taxi and we reached home. And we were waiting for Burunsi. It took quite some time and Burunsi was not around, neither did the nurse come. My mother was extremely worried and she was restless all the time. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. She immediately jumped up and ran towards the door. She opened the door and came back happily inside saying that the nurse is here, the nurse is here. Alhamdulillah, this lady was very dignified. With the blessing of her pious presence, everything went on smoothly. And within no time, she handed over a cute little girl in my hands. The girl was so cute that I was not able to take away my eyes from her, even for a single moment. She smiled and said, "What do you plan to name her?" And while I was still thinking and wondering what should I answer her, she herself said, "Why don't you name her Fatima? It's a lovely name." Then my mother brought a tray full of fruits and biscuits and tea for her. However, she did not touch anything. My mother insisted a lot. However, she did not eat anything at all. Then my mother went in and brought some more eatables. However, she did not eat anything. And in few minutes, she said goodbye and left for the day. It was almost 3 a.m. in the middle of the night. We were waiting for Burunsi. My mother was extremely worried and constantly she would pass a comment or two and say, "How reckless and oblivious can a man be?" And just around that time, the bell rang. And my mother went to open the door and I said, "It must be him." And when my mother opened the door, it was Burunsi. My mother did not even let him come inside and started scolding him and telling him that, "How can you be so reckless? You sent the nurse and you went along to get your works done. What if something was required? What if someone was required to do something? What if something would have gone wrong?" Then Burunsi said, "After all, the nurse was here. She's a professional. Then why would you need me for anything?" And without allowing my mother to say anything further, he came towards the little girl. He picked her in his arms and he started staring at her and he started crying. I asked him, "Why are you crying?" He did not say anything. He continued crying for a long time and he carried Fatima in his arms for a very long time. And when he settled down, I told him that the nurse suggested that we name the girl Fatima. He then replied that even I had planned that if we have a baby girl, then I will name her Fatima. Then he handed over the baby to me. After this night, every time he took Fatima in his arms, he would start crying. I was wondering why he would cry. I knew he had a special attachment with Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha, and I thought that maybe because the name of the girl is Fatima, every time he looks at her, he is reminded of Lady Fatima Salamullah Alayha, and that's why he is probably crying. One day when I was alone with Hassan and Fatima at home, suddenly Burunsi came early and he said, "I rented a house closer to your mother's place. Let's move there." I said, "What's wrong with this house? This house is good and we don't even have to pay rent here." He said, no, "This little girl cries a lot and I think it's better you stay closer to your mother's house so that you have comfort and you'll also have a helping hand with you." When the house owner came to know about the fact that Burunsi wants to leave this house, he was really upset. He came and said, "Why do you want to leave the house? We're not even charging you any rent. It's my pleasure that you stay here." However, Burunsi did not accept it. And finally, we moved to the new house. Fatima was 9 months old. However, she looked much older than her age. She looked like a 2 or 3 years old girl. And everyone who looked at her would say, "Masha Allah, what a beautiful and a pretty girl." One day, I saw Burunsi taking the little girl in his arms and crying. And I asked him, "Why are you so worried about this girl? Nothing's going to happen." And he replied, no, no, it's just her name that it's Fatima, and it reminds me of Janabi Fatima, Salamul Alayha, and I start crying. After some time, Fatima fell sick and things got worse. She did not recover from her sickness, and finally she passed away. I don't know what was so special about Fatima. However, her memories are still with me even after so many years. I remember when she passed away, Baronsi gave her the bath, gave her the coffin, and he himself put her in the grave. And on the tombstone, he wrote, Baronsi's Fatima. Many years had passed and the Islamic Revolution took place and the war had started. And for this reason, Baronsi had to go to the border to fight the war. And for a long time, sometimes his travel used to be so long that I would not have any information about him. And whenever one of his friends would return from the border, I would go and approach this friend to find out the details about Baronsi and ask the whereabouts him so that I know he's all right and he's doing fine. One of his friends had recently returned from the border. I visited him and I wanted to know about him. How is Baronsi doing? Is everything all right with him? He showed me Baronsi's picture with his friends sitting along with him. He said, this is where Baronsi spoke about the incident of your delivery. I was surprised and had turned red with embarrassment. After some time, I left. However, I was really upset. And I was thinking to myself, is the incident of delivery something that a man should go around telling all his friends? I was constantly bugged by this thought, and I was waiting for him to return so that I can ask him what is it all about. And one day when he returned from the border, I did not even allow him to rest and brought up this topic. I asked him, is the incident of delivery something that one should go around telling all his friends? He started laughing and he asked me, do you even know what I was telling them? Because I had not thought about it, I just said, no. Then he paused and he stopped smiling. His eyes filled with tears. He let out a deep sigh and he said, I was telling them about my daughter, Fatima. I knew there was some connection between the delivery night and the incident of Fatima and the passing away of Fatima. However, I didn't know what the secret was. I was quite inquisitive about it. And finally, Baronsi told me the secret behind it. He said, do you remember that night when I asked you all to go back home and I'll go and fetch the nurse? It was almost sunset. I said, yes, I remember. And we hopped into the taxi and we reached home and we were waiting for you. Then Baronsi said that after I sent you guys away in the taxi, I went on my way to call the nurse. However, on my way, I met one of my fellow mates and he had some pamphlets with him that he was urgently required to distribute among the people. And he needed help for that. And he wanted me to come along to help him distribute these pamphlets among the people. And I felt that it was urgent and necessary for me to go. With tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I left with him. And then we got busy distributing the pamphlets until it was almost 2 in the middle of the night. It is then that I realized that I was supposed to go and get the nurse for the delivery at home. However, I knew it was too late now. And I knew that you guys must have taken care of it. Then I urgently returned home, and when your mother opened the door and she said, you sent the nurse, but you got busy with your work, that is when I realized that something special had transpired. However, I maintained my calm. Then Baronsi continued and said, you know what? That night, only I and only I knew that I had to go fetch a nurse for the delivery at home and nobody else knew about it. And then I went along with my friend and completely forgot about it. I never sent someone. The lady came by herself. Inshallah, we will continue the topic in the next chapter. Until then, iltimas-e dua, Khuda Hafiz.